Prenhounda. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, friends and neighbours. It's the Lady Gwenllian with you, this time in Welsh mode. Because a couple of my followers have been in Wales lately. Bloody lucky sods. Lovely for them, but it means I'm suffering from Welsh envy. So, to that end, I'm going to play some lovely Welsh music. Actually, this stuff is very good. It's Fern Hill. And if you enjoy folk music, I think you'll quite like this. I do apologize, I have no professional audio editing software, so we have to do this the old-fashioned way. I first heard this song on a Celtic compilation CD that I bought yonks ago, and in fact, the whole album is really good. I think it was called Colors of the World, and it has two Fernhill tracks on it. Fernhill, of course, is a reference to the absolutely wonderful Dylan Thomas poem. But I know you can find Fernhill on iTunes as well. Right, and I'm going to play one more track to make myself feel better. I just have to find it. That is not it. Half a mo. Oh, that might have been it. Where is it? Here it is.
Oh, mm-hmm.
beautiful language. One more thing, just for kicks and grins. And this I actually have queued up. Woohoo! Go me.
And Italians eat garlic in bed. The English are moral, the English are good, and clever, and modest, and misunderstood. And all the world over, each nation's the same. They've simply no notion of playing the game. They argue with umpires, they cheer when they've won, and they practice beforehand, which ruins the fun. The English are best, so up with the English and down with the rest. It's not that they're wicked or naturally bad. It's knowing they're foreign that makes them so mad. For all the English are all that a nation should be, and the flower of the English are Michael.
Right, and if you don't know who that was, you've been living under a rock for the past 60 years. Anyway, folks, that's enough from me. Huil vaur.